Welcome back to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore. We're going to be joined by Bill Devin in just a few moments here to wrap up our program. He's the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. We talked to him earlier this week. But, Rick, in sports yesterday, Danvers baseball coach Roger Day, apparently with his career win, 465, he ties Northeastern Conference coaching legend Frank DeFelice out of Swampscott, who's since retired, with the most wins in their careers in the conference. So congratulations to Coach Day. We have a post up with him, and he really downplays that quite a bit. But it's his post game comments in our post from yesterday. And the Danvers softball team continues to roll. They played some good defense and so on. Coach Colleen Newberry's team doing very well in the Northeastern Conference. And I'm looking at some other things. Oh, and a little shout out, congratulations to Jason Tarasiewicz, the Marblehead baseball coach. He picked up his 100th career win yesterday as the Magicians won in, it was extra innings, eight innings in Saugus. And, Rick, here's a story that you kind of were on. You've been following the Doug Santos story, but it's on the Item Sports page today. Anne-Marie Tobin, who we were talking about just yesterday for going into the Mass Golf Hall of Fame, she's the writer of the story, but it's official. Doug Santos, Peabody's all-time leading rusher, will be playing football at Assumption College this fall. Santos has been known for his clearing many hurdles in the form of the would-be tacklers, blah, 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 blah. But apparently he got the green card, so that's what he needed. And, again, it's a long story. We've talked about it in the past, but he's been a foster. Mark Betancourt's been a foster family for him. So there were some complications with the immigration piece, but apparently that's gone through. So he will be going to Assumption College, and that's all very good news. Unfortunately, I saw Coach Betancourt last night, not the happiest camper, the way his baseball team kind of muffed the ball around in just one inning. But they were right there. They played Danvers tough last night in that game.
Yeah, great story. Great competitors, good coach. His great teachers, and yeah, absolutely, congratulations to Coach Roger Day. Just an amazing talent. And you know what I like about these guys, Bill, is they have, you got to have an ego when you're that competitive, and when you teach like that, and when you're that good in sports, you have to have an ego, but I call it a healthy ego. These guys really know how to teach, and they really know how to be role models, both Coach Betancourt and Coach Day, as a matter of fact. But congratulations to Roger Day. That's awesome.
Now, and Roger was saying after the game, which is just typical of somebody like that. Roger's a teacher, has been a teacher, and so he was saying how, it's about improving, and he was saying how his team may not be improving or during the course of the year has not been improving as much as he would like them to be improving. He says, I don't care whether we're down here, at this level, holding his hand down low. But if we move up, I'll be happy about that. If we improve in some way during the course of the season, and that of course makes a lot of sense. But Rick, we watched Danvers a number of times, and through the years, they had an inning, which was the sixth inning, where their batter gets on base on an error, steals second base, starts to steal third base, the throw goes out into left field. So in other words, they scored what turns out to be the go-ahead run. This is what's frustrating for Peabody, without a hit, with two Peabody errors and two stolen bases, and Danvers has the run and, in essence, the win last night in that game. And that's the way, just manufacturing runs, picking their spots, and they're just so good at that little piece. And having been as successful as they've been over the years, they just have a knack of that confidence and the ability to come back. And Orzac was outstanding again on the mound for Danvers High School. Got his seventh win.
It's contagious. It's contagious, and it's in the culture. I mean, as long as Coach Day has been there, starts in the lower, with the younger kids, they see how the high schoolers are doing, and they copy that. And Coach Day is involved. And plus, he's such a knowledgeable guy. I mean, he keeps learning. It's just amazing. But congratulations to the kids. It's an amazing legacy they have in Danvers High School baseball.
All right, and Bill Devin up next, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School, and that'll pretty much do it for us here on North Shore Today. Lynn Classical High School Athletic Director Bill Devin is here with us. And Bill, let's talk some sports here, spring sports at Classical High School. But first of all, welcome.
Welcome, Bill. Be glad to talk about our spring sports. First off, our girls' tennis team has had an amazing season. They're on the verge of capturing the North Tennis Championship. Presently, they have a 14-1 record in tennis, which is phenomenal for an urban school. We have a great coach in Kathy Ellis, who is a Hall of Famer in her own right here, former softball player here at Classical that went out to Ithaca College. She's done an amazing job with our girls' tennis team. And interestingly, her assistant coach is her husband, Arnie Ellis. So they make a great team on the tennis court.
So I got kind of a wife-husband team, though, right? Not a husband-wife team. It's got to be a wife-husband team.
It's important to note, though, that she runs the show completely. All right? She's the boss. On that note, we've got a couple kids I'd like to mention, especially the seniors who have had an amazing 4 years. Anna Athanopoulos, Meredith McDonald, Lizzie Truisi, Brianna Silva, Shay Dunnigan, Zoe Raymond, Ashley Noel, that's to name a lot of our key players. So they still have some games left, some matches left. They got a big one left with Danvers on Thursday. They're going out to Gloucester today. They're actually leaving in about 15 minutes. On the other side, the boys' tennis team, led by Chris Haywood and Luke Richards, has also qualified for the tourney. They qualified yesterday by beating Lynn English, and they presently have a record of 8-6. So I'm very proud of the tennis teams here at Classical. It's not something that we're always known for, but they've certainly been carrying us so far in the spring. Baseball-wise, we're 500 right now. We were on a winning streak of 5, and now we're on a losing streak of 4. We've had some key injuries, especially our number one pitcher went down very early in the season, Herbie Newton, with an elbow issue. So he's been on the shelf in the mound. Herbie won 6 games for us last year as a sophomore. And Matt Laurier was our hottest hitter. Our catcher hasn't been catching because of an ankle injury in the Gloucester game. He was probably in the top 3 hitters in the state. He was hitting well over 600, probably had about 24 or 25 RBIs up until he got hurt. He's kind of slowly coming back as a DH, but he's not quite 100%, but we certainly miss him. So we've had our battles there. Softball-wise, we have a very, very, very young team, and we have a shot to make the tournament. Both baseball and softball has a shot to make the tournament. We're 8-6 right now. Erica Richard has done a great job, and we're actually missing some key seniors from this year's team due to injuries. Shannon Magner, as you know from basketball, went down with a leg injury. Allie Dunnigan got hurt in a Powder Puff game. She was going to be our starting shortstop. Courtney Braswell was out for the season. So we've had to insert a lot of freshmen and sophomores into the starting lineup, and they have really, really responded. I think they've been the surprise team here so far in the spring. track, boys track did awesome this year, 4-3 in the NEC, sending a bunch of kids out to the States. Our sprinter, Alex Pedro. Two-miler, Tommy Mackin, is going to Stonehill College next year on a scholarship. We got another great runner in Gilly Kabamba. He's going to do the mile in the States. Girls didn't have a great season record-wise, but we do have a lot of good individual girls that did well in their events, like Agnes Bangura is probably one of the best sprinters in Division II. Devin Astucio is another one that's going to be going out to the States. Lacrosse, up and down in lacrosse, beat Salem for the first time ever. Had another couple key wins. The good thing about lacrosse is that we have a very patient coach, and we're not graduating anybody. As a matter of fact, our last game, we lost to Saugus 5-4, and we very rarely come close to beating Saugus in lacrosse. So overall, we've had our ups and downs in the spring, but I'm pretty pleased with the way the coaches and the kids have done things this spring.
No, you should be. And that the girls' tennis story, that's a great story. And I've been following the baseball probably the closest of any of them, and they've had some close games. I mean, could have a few more wins, I suppose. But it's a tough league this year, apparently, from the way it's shaping up in baseball.
Yeah, we had Danvers on the ropes.
I saw that.
2-0. Kind of kicked it around a little bit in the last inning, but that's high school baseball for you. You know, it's certainly not lack of effort. Our kids are always giving 100%. And we lost a one-run game to Beverly, and we just lost last night by 2 runs. So we're right there. My feeling is this, is if we can get the 10 wins, funny things happen in the tournament. And I think, if Newton comes back and Laurie is 100%, I think we can make some noise in the tournament.
Bill Devitt is with us, the athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. Bill, I want to ask you about the Greater Boston League joining the Northeastern Conference. I understand that it's going to be maybe a transition year next year at some point. But maybe just some thoughts on that. I know that I believe Classical was in favor of this move, bringing the four Greater Boston League schools in. And how is it shaking out from your take on this?
Very much so in favor of it. As a matter of fact, 3 times is a charm. We've been shot down a couple different times in our efforts to get the four GBL teams incorporated into the league. The big thing about the incorporation into the league is that many, many teams in the NEC are already playing these teams, kind of as scheduling partners, and it makes perfect sense that they join us. I know if I was one of the four GBLs looking to get into a league, I hope that, a league like the NEC would have considered taking us in.
Right.
As far as specific sports, I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody. It gives us a lot of opportunity. We don't have to go far away to schedule games now. We're going to, our schedule is going to be set. We're going to have a lot of flexibility. I think it's going to help our girls' sports programs because, schools like Everett and Somerville, they're a lot like us at Classical. And according to the MIA, we just went from 12 teams to 16. I think it's going to be kind of hard to find a better league in the state than what we're going to be able to offer. In the GBL, keep in mind, they've got great facilities, as far as like pools, hockey rinks, tracks. So I just think it's going to be a great venue. I know all of my coaches are excited about it. And I'd also like to mention that our building principal, Gene Constantino, had a lot to do with this proposal being passed. We tried to accommodate everybody's needs. There were certain schools that wanted to make sure that there were two GBL schools in one league and two GBL schools in the other league.
I see.
And that everybody would get the chance to play everybody. I think you're going to see a lot of the big sports like, and of course I got to note, John DiBiaso from Everett was really awesome in this because he just said, look, people, we'll play an independent football schedule. And that made everybody in the room very happy, with the great
was that, that wasn't the elephant in the room. That wasn't the that's a perfect example of the elephant in the room, right?
Yeah. And John was very accommodating because he just want, it's more than one sport, Bill. It's every school has multiple sports. So you've got to kind of take a look at the whole picture. It's not just about Everett football, and then Everett, is good in boys basketball, but there are other things that Everett struggles in, just like everybody else. Your programs are what they are at your school. You're good in some things some years, and you're not as good in other things. And that's just the beauty of the league is that we have a lot of parity in the league. And I just think that this is going to make the league even stronger.
Yeah. Bill, any other last question, anything else you wanted to add to this on any of the discussion points, but any coaching news or any vacancies or anything along those lines, coaching moves at Classical High School?
Yep, we do actually have a couple coaching vacancies that are going to happen in the fall. Justina Gaeta has decided to go back to graduate school for a master's, so she's stepping down from the girls' soccer program, as well as Robbie Upton. He just had a baby girl. And he's going to spend more time at home, and he's also got some graduate courses that he's got to take. So we're going to have two brand-new coaches for soccer. Who that is, I don't know right now because the job postings don't close until May 31st. We also found out that our cross-country coach, who's only been here a short time, for 2 years, has accepted a job at a private school in Beverly. I'm not quite sure the name of that school. Yeah. But it encompasses teaching as well as coaching. So Corey Russo, he actually led our boys cross country team to a 7-1 record. Yeah. If I could just get Peabody off the schedule for cross country, maybe we would win a cross country title. But that's for another day. We got to play everybody, right, Bill? But other than that, I think
that's just a comment. It's not a threat, folks. I just want to make sure that in this day and age, it's just a simple observation. It's a joke.
Yeah. So that was our only loss. And, that, you know, of course, I had mentioned earlier, like Thomas Mackin, he's a great indoor track guy and a great outdoor track guy, but I think his strength was in cross-country running, you know.
Well, Bill, good talking with you. Best of luck at Classical, and we'll be in touch soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Bill Devin, Athletic Director, Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Again, that's Athletic Director Bill Devin from Lynn Classical High School, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Oh, Rick, just one more thing here. I'm just looking at the schedule today, and there's not Northeastern Conference baseball today, but there is one conference softball game, Marblehead playing at Salem today. Actually, Swampscott is at English in softball, and Beverly is at Malden. And the Beverly lacrosse team, 17-0, they're playing at Melrose tonight, under the lights in Melrose at 6:30 tonight. So there's a game to kind of to keep an eye on. I'm not sure how the Melrose boys lacrosse team has been doing this year, but you know, that's traditionally Middlesex leagues have been pretty competitive in lacrosse, as we know. Rick, anything else from you today?
Season winding down. No, a couple of interviews coming up, though, at the end of the week here. I will be talking to a woman named Niaz Dori. She is the director of an organization called NAMA, N-A-M-A. It's the Northwest Atlantic Marine Alliance, and it's about their push in the entire Northeast, not just Gloucester, but it's in the entire Northeast to try to get the fishing industry back on its feet and get it in sync, if you will, with nature. And I don't want to say against the government, but pretty much against the government. So fascinating interview with Niaz Dori. And I hope we'll be talking with Heather Hatwood as well. And Heather, of course, a great storyteller with the story behind the story behind the recipe.
Yeah, we got a lot of things. I'll be talking with a few people today as well. So we got a bunch of things happening on the website. Oh, and one other sports note here. The Salem State baseball team beat Wheaton College yesterday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Today they're in the winner's bracket, and they'll be taking on Skidmore College at 4:30 today on Thursday. So we'll keep you posted on that. And that'll do it for us. That will finally do it for us today on North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio.